Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 6th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple Card has started its rollout to users. Apple is currently sending invites to a select group of customers who expressed interest in Apple Card by signing up for the details on Apple's website. Invited users to the Apple Card preview will be able to apply for the card in the Wallet app, where they can also request the Titanium physical Apple Card. Much of the information on the application for Apple Card will be pre-filled based on your Apple ID details, and this should significantly expedite the application process. Once you apply in the Wallet app, you should receive a decision almost instantly, though in some scenarios, Apple might need a bit more information from you, and that could delay your approval. In the Wallet app, you can see a breakdown of all of your transactions by categories, with different categories represented by different colors. Apple Card pays 3% daily cash back on Apple purchases, 2% cash back on purchases made with Apple Pay, and 1% cash back on all other purchases made with the physical Titanium card. Apple touts that Apple Card has no fees other than your interest rate, which will range from 12.99% to 23.99%. The Wallet app also offers unique budgeting features to help you avoid paying any interest at all. In terms of privacy, Apple has apparently struck a deal with Goldman Sachs that means transaction information cannot be used for marketing purposes. This means Goldman Sachs can't share your purchase history with third parties, which is a major difference compared to other credit card companies. For the time being, Apple Card is only available to users in the United States who receive that email from Apple. You can check your email to see if you have been invited into that preview group, but otherwise, Apple Card should be available to everyone by the end of August. In other news, Apple is reportedly set to provide security researchers with unique iPhone models that would allow them to more easily find weaknesses in iOS. According to a report from Forbes, Apple will make this announcement as well as others at the Black Hat Security Conference later this week. Forbes says that Apple will give the iPhones to security researchers that participate in its invite-only bug bounty program. Through this program, researchers are rewarded in cash for the iOS bugs they disclose to Apple. The iPhones handed out to researchers will likely allow easier access to the inner details of iOS that aren't easily accessible on a commercial iPhone. Specifically, the devices could allow hackers to stop the processor of an iPhone and inspect the memory for different vulnerabilities. In many ways, you can think of this as a pre-jailbroken iPhone of sorts. In addition to those unique iPhones, the report says that Apple will also launch a Mac bug bounty program. This would be similar to the iOS bounty and reward security researchers for the vulnerabilities that they discover in macOS. You may remember that back in February, a security researcher detailed a macOS exploit that allowed access to keychain passwords. The researcher refused to share those details with Apple, however, due to its lack of a bug bounty program for the Mac. Therefore, with the launch of a Mac bounty program this week, we hopefully won't see such a situation in the future. We'll likely learn more about both of these announcements at the Black Hat Security Conference later this week, where Apple's head of security and engineering is set to give a talk on Thursday. We're just a month away from the expected release of the iPhone 11. At an investor event this week, the president of SoftBank in Japan hinted that the iPhone 11 might be released on September 20th. For background, Japan recently outlined a revised telecommunications business law, which will go into effect on October 1st. This law would require carriers to separate data and device plans, ending their practice of bundling high-end devices like the iPhone with overpriced data plans. SoftBank's president was asked by an investor about how the carrier plans to account for the September release of the iPhone with the new law going into effect on October 1st. The SoftBank president responded by saying he's still considering what to do for those 10 days, but he quickly backtracked and acknowledged that he probably shouldn't have said anything about an iPhone launch date. Nonetheless, it was a clear hint at a September 20th release. There is plenty of precedent for a September 20th iPhone 11 release. Apple usually holds its iPhone event on the second Tuesday or Wednesday of September. This year, that would mean we're looking at an event on September 10th or September 11th, with September 10th being the most likely choice. From there, iPhone pre-orders generally start the Friday following the event. This means we should expect iPhone 11 pre-orders on September 13th, with the first pre-orders arriving to customers on September 20th, much like SoftBank's president suggested. Rounding out today's news, Apple is reportedly facing an investigation from the Fair Trade Commission in Japan, focused on the company's relationship with its parts suppliers in the country. Japan's Fair Trade Commission is investigating whether Apple abused its position of power and violated anti-monopoly laws when making agreements with Japanese suppliers. A survey conducted by the Fair Trade Commission says that Apple signed contracts that forced firms to provide free technology and know-how for parts manufacturing. In one instance, a company reportedly accused Apple of infringing upon its intellectual property and requested a revision to their contract. Apple's response was just threatening to end the deal altogether. Other details of the investigation remain unclear at this point, with neither Apple nor the Japan Fair Trade Commission providing further comment. This investigation, however, can be added to the long list of antitrust inquiries into Apple. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a new video from Jeff Benjamin in which he highlights over 10 tips and tricks for new Mac users. Michael Stieber also published his latest article focused on Today at Apple sessions and how Apple might better highlight customer achievements. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.